Okay. Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Okay. I'm going to keep saying okay. Joe Pesci. Okay. Anyway, so why did I put the title "Food That Goes Together"? It doesn't have to go well together, but it goes together. So I'm having a sandwich that was I had a while I was in Asia. It's peanut butter and scrambled eggs. Like, huh? Peanut butter, they put a little bit, one tea, you know, two pieces of toast. So one side put a little peanut butter, well, both sides, but you don't put a lot. You just kind of surface it a little bit. And the other side, you can put peanut butter, you can put something else. The one I had, they put a little bit of mayonnaise on it. So, and put the egg. Egg, just egg. It's no salt, no nothing. It's plain. And you taste it like, hey. That goes together, man. It's like, hey, it's a peculiar taste. Never had this before. So ever since then, I've been having this. That was in Hong Kong. Oh, God. In the 1990s, I think. It was cool. Really neat. I was still in college. Well, I should have graduated, but I went to the technical college first. Got my associate degree. Then I went to a regular community college. Started one subject. Then I'm just like, after Hong Kong thing, I switched. So it's early, super early 90s. And I got it. Best stuff, man. Just yum, 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 yum. I'm about the same weight where I was. Because I don't have people shoving food they thought they like on my throat. Oh, I think we're gonna like this. And I eat a little, it's terrible. You eat it. Oh, you're crazy. I got my own food. So eat it. Damn it. That happened last night. But I'm gonna remake it. This pad thai noodles, rice noodles from Costco. The sauce is too much. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna find a way to make a vegetable with chicken, probably veggie with lemongrass, a veggie broth with lemongrass, a little more. I make it so then put some Thai herbs, if I can. Then get a tiny bit. Well, peanuts is kind of hard. Even nobody else is eating it, I'm okay with peanuts. Just a little peanuts and a little spice, like spicy stuff. Powder. Just let the consomme go, then dump all that stuff. Then get some more rice noodles and mix it a lot. Because for now, it just, tastes worse than peanut butter with eggs. Jeez, man. Holy cow. But there's some really cool stuff. You can probably see on YouTube. Go look for like night market food in Taiwan, Japan, Korea, Cambodia looks very nice. Cambodia, Thailand. I don't know where else. But they have some really good stuff. Just I'd love to bring that here to the U.S. Just let them go. It's like, yeah, just do whatever you want. They'd be like, well, I'm used to cooking one of these carts. I'm like, well, we make a cart. But you don't have to drive it anywhere. You just, well, you want, you can drive it to the space and just park it. You want to do that. Let's make a night market here. But we're going to put a roof on top because the raining season, it's not worth it. And it has to be on concrete because it cannot be on dirt. Because most of these street foods are from cities, so you want to make it look like a city, right? That'd be great, wouldn't it? And, you know, if I have space, and make a parking lot that says the JDM meet. Well, the JDM dudes will show up. Be like, my God, we got a little thing here in the US. I'm sure this happened already in Chinatown and stuff, but down here, where I am, I haven't seen one. I'd say meat, car meat, but I haven't seen JDM. With a night market thing. Yet. That would be cool. And get some of those Asian stuff. Like the soup bun, mini soup buns. They can make it here, but you can buy it frozen once. And be like, oh. Then get a couple of those vending machines. Japanese like coffee vending machine. Beer vending machine. Of course, you need to prove your age to get one of those, to use one of those. Somehow, make it happen, right? Scan the ID, then poop, you're in. Or like, when you go in and get those little, you know, wristbands. And put a QR code and say, yeah, this person can drink. Can you just go to a machine, go deep? Can people cheat? Yeah, I'm sure. But it won't be less. Right. Hopefully. But that will work. I think. That's what I miss. A lot. The street food. Well, the peanut butter egg sandwich I didn't get it on the street. Got it from a tiny little store off the street. But there was street food there. Or there were little pastry shop. And those flea market things. People selling like little things, like cheap stuff. Something still work. I still have like one or two. Something don't work. Oh. By the way, we're listening to Tokyo Rules. Now they do the height, they do the new wave, retro wave for the wherever they call it, the synth wave stuff, but they also do this other thing. Yeah, I don't know what that means. confuses me. Like, what? Okay. What else is new? Did anybody watch Johnny Depp for 7 hours, 8 hours? No. Skip that. Jeez. Johnny Depp lost his finger, supposedly. I don't know. They? Well, then, just. Okay. Nerdy stuff. So Elon got Elon. You got the money. You're ready to buy. It's ready to buy. It's very enticing. People be like, bored. Be like, maybe we should. Should take the offer. Take money and run. Go do other stuff. No, the board member still be there, but just you would take over the whole thing. Do you even buy it yet? Oh, but no. Let's see, Zero Hedge, what is it? The FL Disney is gone. Done. Bye. Not what Walt envisioned, but oops. The Republican demand Twitter board preserve all record related to Musk bio. Think he's gonna get it? Think, come on, man. Come on, man. Buy it. And I don't know what to do. Make it free. Make your tweet editable for like the first 30 seconds. That'd be perfect. Then that's it. CNN, of course, we know CNN plus. Bleh. Plus minus. CNN minus. Now. It's not plus anymore. It's minus. So Le Pen didn't win. Not gonna win. No, of course, we don't. It's fixed. This crap is fixed. So it's fixed on the first one. So it's fixed the second one. I would not lean. I would not relinquish my position. Why? Because why? Because. They tell me what to do, then I'm blip. I don't know what they're gonna do. Economy is weird. So all the stuff's weird. This is, I don't know, I'm just scrolling down Zero Hedge. This is funny, I think. 60% of Gen Z said they use alcohol before first sexual experience. If you ever live in the rock and roll, or like heavy rock, punk, hardcore music, you ever hang out with those friends, have friends like, that happened all the time. But of course we're off the age. Stuff happens. Drink Have a shot. That's all right. Have a beer. After a while, I'm like, oh. And I wake up, like, whoa, this is not my bedroom. That happens. I don't think a lot, but it happens. Dun. I don't know. This whole thing is just... Everything's falling down, man. And it's really... I don't want to... Well, I could cover, but there's no point covering. It's the end results. Oh yeah, there's the Mike Tyson punch thing. It's like, well, the guy asked for it.
Yeah.
Maybe, oh, it's a setup. I don't know. I don't know. Then they caught that guy, the queen's mom. There's something odd about this. I don't know what it is. I saw it for something. Is that, I don't know. Just weird fight. Plaster caster. Oh. Cast somebody's I remember this lady. I heard about that. There's a club in New York on was something close to between like 14th Street and 23rd. I forgot which one. 18 something, west side. There's the washroom has a somebody's famous piece as the faucet. Just saying. They photo shoot a couple times there. The bar's not bad. It's got pretty cool stuff. But just like, interesting. I think that's when the stuff. What the stuff? What the day? What the here? What the stuff? I'm just looking at it's growing so. It's, I don't know what kind of news this is. It's confusing. Just as about as confusing as my podcast, because I talk about everything. Yeah, it's just bleh. Anything else? Oh, I was watching an article. Documentary. Well, no, it's gone. It's like the event with Brad Rosen the second time. I seen it once and then seen the second time. And I saw just like then just kind of go through. Was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this. There was history about the black goo, and it said that some people saw it, some leaderships saw it. Yeah. The deviant stuff, well, I'm not going to say anything. You got to research that. Search for it. It's mind-boggling to me. So, So, anything else? I don't know. Cars. Cars. No cars. Just. EV. Well, so now the EV is going to use sulfur. Maybe I said that previous podcast. So that's a good idea. Right? We got a lot of sulfur on the earth, and they're everywhere anyway. You don't have to excavate land to get it. Maybe that'll work. And the salt flats we have, well, Elon said, with salt. I'm like, okay. We're going to get all the salt. Or we can just somehow transfer a lot of ocean water into land to let it dry. Salt. Wouldn't that work? Of course, the environment. Oh, you're killing the fish. You're killing the. That was always going to be like that. Even with the EV. See, EVs. Good for an environment. Yeah, but you use diesel engines to mine the stuff for your parts. There's no perfect solution to anything, but people get money for it. Complain. I heard about that. There's somebody said it to me once. I was like, yeah, this is like professional complainers. They get funds from, like, you know, NGOs and stuff. Or other groups, special interest group, and to go after these. So they get more money. So get more red tape on it, and they somehow get the money from there. The politicians get their money and everybody's happy. It's like, really? Like, whoa. That's pretty, man, that's not a job. That's not a job. That's just, but then the thing is, you complain. I learned that from early days. If you complain enough, you will get what you want. But what kind of effort you have to put in? And when you complain, right, you put something out there. But what do you take coming back? It's a good thing, bad thing? You get like, oh. So if you win, it's almost like having a dopamine. It's just like, right now, you know? Well, the people who are looking at their phones, looking at Facebook, TikTok, well, I don't know about Facebook, TikTok, WeChat, I don't know what else. They're getting the likes and likes and likes. It's one of those things. Just if you know what you're getting into, maybe you should back off a little bit and think about it before you go. That's how I approach. But a lot of people don't. Just I want more. Then it's the device is down. It's like, oh, I'm so depressed. Why? Let me get it back. Yeah. So, if you want to break that, shut everything off. Walk out of your house without your phone, or you don't need a phone. Drive somewhere, leave the phone in the car. Go do something else without it. You don't need to check. And not easy. But eventually be like, oh, I don't need this. Go find something else you can do. Find some of the hobby. You know. I feel that the professional complainer that when they win and get when they get all the likes and social media account, they get more like more, right? Because they're getting more energy. And this is the same thing. You know, I think about it back, I don't know how many years ago, when somebody told me that the marketing thing, it's like, all news is good news. Good news, bad news, it's all good news. Why? Because people talk about it and it will sell. It can be a total jerk. The person you're marketing for, total jerk, but then what? Sales, right? Then you think about that, then you look at, okay, the kid got punched by Mike Tyson. How many likes? Yeah. It changes you a little bit. You might come back later on, but it'll change you. Like when you get the fame thing, it's like when you go on stage, bands, yeah, you feel it, like, yeah, you play it. And you finish it, get off, you know, you're still excited, but you're tired, but you're just like, rush. Then you go backstage, just like, whoa. So I need to do something. I need to do something. Like, then it's just like, yeah. It's hard to break. I'm really happy that, I'm really lucky that someone told me how to meditate. So that helped. All the breathing techniques. The different thinking. Yeah, see here, Mike Tyson's single autograph everlasting boxing glove. Now you can get it for $180. He's in the news. Good news, bad news. He gets sued. Whatever. Mike Tyson is gonna be in the news. He's gonna make money. Well, people who have his stuff would make. Oops, right? It's a whoops. I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking, could it be staged? It's weird. Like everything today is like staged. Through a bottle? Somebody threw a bottle. I don't know. The story is really big. The planes have a CCTV because we'll like to see it, right? It's nuts. This is Friday. This is the week. I don't know what's going on with coins. It's just weird. Fluctuating. Up, down, up, down. It's nothing in detail. That's like, oh. That's my brain doing right now. It's nothing cool. It's not nothing cool. It's just it's boring. Yeah. In the tech, I haven't seen anything with it. Anything cool because just the chips got updated And speculation of the phones, the same stuff. Yeah, it's stuck. That's no, this whole week just yeah. It could be me because I ate a lot of peanuts. I'm just so laid back afterwards. Like, yeah. It's like I don't feel like doing anything. Yeah. Actually, I have to listen to No Agenda because it was Thursday. I missed it. In the morning. Okay. Anything else? I don't know. I think today is going to be short. Holy cow. I don't feel like talking. I don't feel like doing anything. Actually, I have to do something. A couple of things. Definitely have to remake the Pad Thai noodles. Crap. So, I'll be going out, get some stuff, put it all together. Make Pad Thai noodle soup instead. We're going to have soup. Yeah, I'm just going if I stay here looking at the screen, I'm just keep going to different websites and stuff. Just keep scrolling, and it's just completely pointless. But anyway, if Twitter gets sold, wow. You think BTC, well, actually, Dogecoin will go up, or Shiba Inu, Shiba coin, Shiba token. Where is it right now? Let me see. Shiba Inu, it's at number 32. And Doggy is 15. They all dropped. Everything's dropped. But they will come back, right? Hopefully. So if Elon buys it, you think Dogecoin will jump? Doge coins. I don't know. I call it Doge coins. This is Doge, damn it. And Shiba will go too. Maybe. Man. Well, he sent a satellite. Over there, then a crew, private group went up in the space in the capsule. I thought they're gonna get rid of the capsule and just use that big rocket thing. But hey, that's cool. Where are we listening? This is Ultra Boss. Sounds very 80s. Anything else? I don't know. Oh, my ear filter died. So I'm going to go find another. I think there's another one in-house. It's not HEPA. So, but it's washable. So let's see what happens. If it doesn't really work, I'm gonna go get another one, a chibi, which I saw on Amazon. Chibi, just need a little bit. But anyway, this is it, Friday. Sorry for being boring. If it is boring, go have a scrambled egg and peanut butter sandwich. Forget about peanut butter jelly. It's not peanut butter jelly time. Yeah, it's peanut butter and scrambled egg time. You can't really sing a song to it. Just, you just gotta have it. And you eat like, ooh. A curious taste. I like it. You might like it. Some people might not. But I like it. So I think you will like it too. Yeah, just like good news, bad news, it's good news. Good food, bad food, it's good food because I say so. Okay, so this is it. I'm going to go chill out, have some more coffee, have some, finish the sandwich thing. And then go listen to No Agenda, then I have to go out, get some herbs, get some stuff for the pad thai noodles. I'm going to try to save it. So this is it. Have a wonderful Friday of April 22, 2022. Whoa, 422-2022. Whoa, and Friday, 5. Oh, what? Wow. This is weird. 5-4-20. Whoa. Yeah, whoa. Yeah, but anyway, have a wonderful Friday. Have a great day. I don't know. Have a great weekend. Yeah, try that scrambled egg and peanut butter thing. Sandwich thing. Just try it once. Even just take one little piece of an egg sandwich and just maybe put a little peanut butter on it. See what it tastes like. Try that. If you yak, it's not my fault. I didn't tell you to do that. But anyway, have a great weekend. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.